Welcome to Main Street Banking, a podcast for community bankers brought to you by the Barrett School of Banking and ICBA Securities. My name is Byron Earnhardt, and I'm the programming director at Barrett. It is our mission here to serve the community banking industry with information that is informative, relevant, and hopefully we'll have a little fun along the way. So, from Memphis, Tennessee, home of banking, blues, and barbecue, welcome to our little corner of the community banking world. And we hope that we can make your bank, your staff, or maybe just even your day a better one. Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Main Street Banking Podcast. I know I sound probably a little bit different. We're recording this today, February 1st, and Memphis has had a little bit of some icy weather. And so having a little bit of connectivity issues, Jim should sound great. I'm going to be quiet because, well, Jim knows what he's talking about, and my audio is probably bad. So, Jim, we had some news hit today on the from the Fed. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Thank you, Byron, for this opportunity, as always. Yeah, this is the first regularly scheduled FOMC meeting of the year. The committee met yesterday and today, and highly expected, they raised the target rate for Fed funds to 4.75. They have now raised rates 450 basis points within the last year. And even though this was highly expected, Chairman Powell's comments, both in his prepared remarks and during the press conference, gave bond stocks some reason to be optimistic. So both stocks and bonds have rallied this afternoon. The 10-year Treasury, for example, started the day around 4.50. It's now down around 4.40. Now, the reason that's of interest to bond wonks like myself is inflation that they're interested in, the Fed that is this thing called the core PCE. And year-over-year core PCE is now down to 4.40. It was 5.40 in the summer. It's gone down from 5.40 to 4.40. So if the 10-year Treasury, ironically, is 3.40, that means that there is still a negative real yield on the 10-year Treasury of 100 even basis points. Now, the chairman has said in the past that he thinks that real progress will have been made when yields are no longer negative on a real basis. And he didn't really address that today. He said things that I hadn't heard him say lately. He said that they were gratified to see some progress being made on the inflation front. And they do think that they've covered a lot of ground. So what the bond market's hearing him say is that there's not a whole lot of more tightenings that we're going to see in the near future. In fact, the bond market, which is not the Fed, has only factored in one more 25 basis point hike and then done. So they don't think the Fed's going to go any higher than five. And interestingly, the Fed funds futures contract is factoring in some reductions in Fed funds in September of 2023. Now, Chairman Powell is very careful to say nothing about cutting rates. And he said that we're going to remain sufficiently restrictive to make sure inflation continues to go away. But he clearly liked the position that the Fed is in right now. The vote today was a unanimous vote. There were four new voting members that rotated on and four that rotated off. That's what happens every year. But the four new voters all lined up with the rest of their colleagues, and it was a unanimous vote. So good for stocks, good for bonds today. The Fed will not meet again until March 22nd. And at the March 22nd meeting, since it's the second meeting of the quarter, that's when we'll see the next SEP, the Summary of Economic Projections. The Fed, every other meeting, you know, the second meeting of each quarter, four times a year, they give us their projections of economic data. So we'll see the SEP on March 22nd, and perhaps we'll have a better idea of what all of the individual voters are thinking, all the individual board members are thinking when we get there.
Very good. Yeah, as our listeners can
see. We're always glad to have Jim on to kind of break things down for us nice and succinctly and kind of give the viewpoint from where he stands on this very, very important topic of the interest rate market and the bond market and how it pertains to banks. So, Jim, thanks thanks for your time today. What are some things that are coming down the pipe for ICBA Securities?
Well, I'm excited that within about 5 weeks, ICBA Live is going to be held in Honolulu, Hawaii. ICBA is very excited about the number of banks that are attending. They have overshot their expectations for how many folks go over there. A great lineup of speakers. I'm going to be making presenting a learning lab, and I will be introducing three of my Stifel colleagues who will also be making the trip over there to be individually doing some learning sessions. So if any of the listeners are going to be there, I would love to have them contact me and look me up, and we can perhaps have a longboard lager or something while we're over there.
It's always fun to hang out with Jim and the Stifel people at these conferences. So yes, definitely go find Jim at the ICBA Securities. I promise it's worth your time. You'll meet some great people. So Jim, thanks a lot for your time today. We appreciate you, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, Byron. Thank you.
Well, that wraps up our episode for today. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss out on the latest episode. We'd also appreciate a 5-star rating as well, as that will help get the content out to more listeners. We appreciate ICBA Securities for their sponsorship, and if you would like to know more about quality investment products, services, and education at competitive prices, check out their website at icbasecurities.com. And finally, if you don't follow Barrett on our social media platforms, be sure to check us out on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook to stay up to date with all the cool new things that we've got coming up. And as always, from Memphis, Tennessee, the home of banking, blues, and barbecue, thanks again for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.